Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Just when I was starting to get sucked back in, and I mean all the way in, Edwin Diaz gets hit with a 10-game suspension for the sicky stuff, BT. When will it end? I'm begging you. When will it end with this team?
Well, it could have ended 3 weeks ago if you guys didn't start playing better baseball. So I get it. Listen, you know, automatic 10 games. There's nothing to try to push here. But I think the Mets look awesome. I understand it's frustrating, right? Because just as you're really starting to get this, and you've said, to Sal's credit, you have said even before Diaz started to pitch well, again, in a little small sample, that without him pitching well, Mets have no shot. Most indispensable player. Now he's gone for 10 games, understood. But I got to tell you, I mean, we have now crossed the point from, well, just enjoy the fact that you've had a season, Met fans. I think we're a little past that they've given you a season. Now I think you get a little greedy, while being realistic, but also understanding, it's not like, I don't know that you need to contextualize who the Mets are right now. Right now, the Mets just look like a good team, period.
Yeah, and that is, to me, yes, I'm going to try to prevent the Diaz stuff getting in the way of the big picture. But for now is, and this is what I mean about last week. Remember I said, everybody's like, oh, come on, embrace Grimace or get into it or believe in this team. And I said, okay, well, they need to go 4-2 over these six games and then I'll buy in. And that's exactly what they did. And they did it in convincing fashion as well. So I was afraid to let myself go. And I told you that. I'm afraid because once I dive in, I know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. They're going to get swept by the Yankees or they'll get hurt. You know, whatever may happen. They'll get hammered in the next series and fall into the abyss again. So I was afraid to let myself go there until last night. Until I watched it play out in Texas and Chicago. I let myself go there last night. I was giddy. I was excited. I was believing to a degree that I have not believed in this team, whether it's preseason or during the season, even at its highest points. I had not believed in this team and felt the way that I have, and we'll further the conversation, if not today, the rest of the week, whether this should be buyers, sellers, what is this team exactly. But I finally let that wall down last night. Finally! And that's what happens. And now you know why I have such a hard time going all in. Now, is it the biggest deal in the world? No. But yeah, I do believe Diaz is the most integral piece on this team.
Yep.
Without him, they have nothing in the bullpen. Not only him there, he's got to be dominant there. And now he's out for 10 games. That's a big stretch, especially against the Yankees here.
Well, you know what could have happened? Drew Smith could have come in
and,
you know, hit the first batter and give it up a double in the gap, and then a base hit, and then you go to the pen, and you get a two-run bomb, game's over.
Cubs stink, though. I wasn't even worried about that.
Okay, so that's interesting. That's interesting. Yeah, their lineup is not nearly... I mean, Swanson's hitting 209.
Yeah.
I hear you. But here's the thing. I actually think that should embolden you to an extent. Like, all right, I know the Braves, even though the Braves played well against the Yankees, the Braves have not really hit the way we thought that they would hit. And there's a few teams in front of you, not many, that... I think, you know, if I can't say you're definitely better than, you're right there. And by the way, you just jumped over four teams in a week.
Yeah.
So
they're still behind Washington in the division.
By a game.
Yeah. I'm just saying, still behind.
I know.
Still in fourth place. But the Mets are now legitimately, to me, a playoff team. Like a legitimate playoff team. They're two games under 500. That's where they needed to be going into this. Do you think there's a chance? Because I do. There's a chance that they can now go on a rough streak or hit a rough patch here without Edwin Diaz. Think about it. Who's closing games? I don't trust Drew Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got the job done last night. That's great. I don't trust him. I still think he stinks. Diekman's going to be the guy. Ottavino. I mean, they're without Brooks Raley, which hurt them all year. They're without, you know, without now Diaz for 10 games. Two of their best relievers. We saw what this team was like what they were without Edwin Diaz earlier. And now to have that again, like, why is it always something? Just when it was starting to turn, the momentum was in their favor going into this important Subway Series, this has to happen. It's always freaking something with this team.
Okay, I know it's, you say you reference the Subway Series. Would you rather be playing like the Yankees are playing right now?
No.
And well, I know we'll get to them more later, but it's the Mets thing. But you reference that, and we understand what's coming tomorrow and what's coming on Wednesday.
Yeah, but the Mets don't have their closer now.
I understand that. Well, the Yankees don't have their cleanup hitter or their five hitter, and everything else that they're trying to do is now in shambles for the most part. I think that this Mets team is I used the word interesting last week, you know, because I've kind of, I've gotten there in phases. Honestly, very slowly, because I don't think you can have an opinion about a team the way I have it, the way I've had an opinion about these Mets for a while now, and based on 2 or 3 weeks of solid play, completely change course. I think that's a little nutty. So by using the word interesting, that was my way of saying, all right, I'm not there yet, and I'm still not all the way there. They're not a polished World Series team, obviously, but the state of the National League, the way their quote-unquote stars are starting to play, I mean, suddenly you look at 1, 2, 3, 4 in the lineup, Lindor, Nimmo looks very good in the 2 spot, and then obviously your big horses at 3 and 4, and Alvarez, who continues to play well.
Yeah, he's a beast.
He is. I would say, Sal, I would say abandon the like the annoyance of this 10-game suspension. And also look at it this way. Of the 10 games that Diaz will get suspended, right? Let's say there's 2 routes where the Mets are getting rocked where he wouldn't even be used. There's 2 routes where the Mets are bludgeoning whomever and you don't even need him. Maybe more, okay? So, I mean, what does it really equate to? 2 or 3 save opportunities you convert? You convert 2 of the 3. It's no harm, no foul, no blood drawn. Yeah, big deal.
It just ruins the momentum that they had. If they got me sucked back in to the level that I am sucked back in, that's they're doing something. They've earned it. They've earned all of our attention, and they've earned the credit that they're going to be getting here because they are, to me, in the National League. And by the way, like now it's even more just about the standings. It's never been about the standings to me, but technically, if you looked at it, well, they're still in the playoff hunt. It's not about that. It's about how they're playing. Their lineup, to your point, looks legit. Lindor's not only hitting, he's coming up with now big home runs. He looks like a superstar again. Now, can he sustain it? I mean, we'll have to see how it turns out. But defensively, he's been an absolute stud. Offensively, he's going the other way, left hand. He's pulling the ball with authority. He's hitting big home runs. Lindor looks like the star that they expected. Nimmo, you mentioned it. J.D. Martinez, even Alonso looking lively again. The bottom of the order with Alvarez in there. It's a good-looking lineup. Sevy last night dominating like the ace that they're paying him you know, to be this year.
And we criticized that decision. Oh, is he trying to not pitch against the Yankees? Well, it doesn't matter because he pitched against the Cubs. He was terrific.
Yeah, and look, maybe getting Senga back, all the signs are there. To a point where, I was saying this last night on SNY, I was on live after the game. If they're good at, you know, I was wrong. I'll admit, I was wrong about the Mets. And we poked fun at Cohen and Stearns when they kept referencing playoffs. I was like, come on, guys. Yeah. What are we looking at here? Playoffs? You got to be kidding me. Well, they were right. They believed in this team. They stuck to it. Now, they don't have to be on the air every day and react to it. But they stuck to what they believed, that this was a playoff team. And now I'm with them. Now I believe this is a playoff team, but I'm going to take it a step further. If they believe they're a playoff team, and the Mets have shown that they look like they could be a playoff team, do not settle for, oh, we'll get the 3rd wild card. No, you're either all in or you're not. You have a playoff team here. Well, fix it then. Add to it. They should be buyers, and they should be adding to this team. Again, not recklessly, like nobody's saying give up
projects. Well, not that they compromise the future.
Go take on money, bring in another starter. Don't try to halfway it by trading some guys that you think you get back. No, you keep everybody here intact, and you add to this, and you take a run at the Braves for the top wild card spot. The division's already gone. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Like, if you're going to do it, do it. And I think that's where this Mets season is at right now. The only thing is the stupid Diaz thing, because I can't get over it.
Well, you're going to have to, because he's not pitching tomorrow, and he's not pitching Wednesday. But I think it's awesome. I think the Mets have been so resilient this year. And, I mean, they were lucky in a way because they were obscured by the Knicks and the Rangers. Like, when they were, to an extent, we always referenced it. All the shows referenced it. But we were so dug in to the hoops and the hockey that, you know, even the Yankees, who were playing great, that was kind of obscured. So the Mets were able to kind of find this identity and do it. I don't want to say in obscurity because it's New York. Nothing's obscure.
Right, right.
But they were able to find their way a little bit. And some of the claims from ownership seem a little delusional. But I always said, I'm not going to hold Cohen to those words because I believe that when it comes time to make the decision of sell or buy, they're going to do the right thing because Stearns is going to be able to do his job. And I think that was a way to kind of galvanize fans and not throw in the white flag or the towel yet. Yeah. Just to kind of show, hey, you know, you can't quit. It's a horrible message to send in May. We stink. Back up shop. Yeah, don't come out to Citi Field. So I think they were resolute there almost more from a business perspective. I also think that they believed more in their players than we did.
Right.
And right now, advantage Mets. You know, Mets won, beat T and Sal nothing. We didn't think that they were that good.
And that's fine. And by the way, like, I was all for Lindor. I didn't expect him to get a season going after 2 months. So, I mean, that's a big part of this as well. J.D. Martinez, his impact, finally feeling comfortable to have his voice heard on this team. It took a long time for that to develop here. So they've looked like a different team. Their lineup is legit. The other areas they're going to need to add to if they want to become a playoff team. But the big theme, for me at least, feels like, if you're going to be a playoff team, don't halfway. The other part of this, obviously, and our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. The other part of this, BT, it's still fragile. Like, I'm all in now. I'm back to being all in and believing in this team, and I have a firm idea of what I want them to do. It's not sell, it's buy. But they're still in fourth place. They're still 2 games under .500. They are playing the Yankees here. As bad as the Yankees look right now, you know, the Yankees are still one of the best teams in baseball. And the Mets now don't have their closer, their most important piece to their pitching staff for the next 10 games. It could go the other. You know, they can't sustain a 3-7 here. And it is possible.
I disagree.
You think they can sustain a three and seven and go back under again?
First of all, I don't think they're going to go 3-7.
I'm just saying.
I know what you mean. I disagree in the sense that even if they did go 3-7, like, they're still not buried.
Mm.
It doesn't feel right. I get it. Doesn't seem
not
authentic.
It's like the NBA game. You're down 20. You get, you know, trying to get over that hump. You cut it to 2. The other team starts to go on a run, and you just can never get over that hump. That's where the Mets are at right now. Once they get to and over 500, I think it's going to be smooth sailing the rest of the way. Getting there is going to be the challenge. They've done the hard part. Now they're within 2 games. But it's so fragile that over the course of the next 10 games without Diaz, it could go the wrong way. BT and Sal on the Fan. Mike is in New Rochelle. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How was your weekend, man? My
good,
weekend
Mike.
Was good. My season is back on, Mike. Baby. Back on. Siento, never given a shot by Buck, all right? It's proven. This kid, plug him in, all right, for the next few years.
Oh, my God. Stop with the few years. How about the next few games? Like, let's just focus on now. You've already got Vientos penciled in for the Mets Hall of Fame. I mean, come on. Let's watch him.
Hall of Fame. Pencil the kid. He's our third baseman. Yeah.
For now.
All right. And Mendoza, bang-up job this year. Excellent job. Nobody thought this guy would be doing this job. He's making moves. The moves ain't getting made from up top. It's getting made from in the dugout. All right? Let's go, Mets. I still got to make deliveries. Have a good day,
boys. Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much.
There you go. Look at that energy. Started to grow a little bit. Mets fans started to roll down the windows feeling good. Started to puff out a little bit.
He talked about it with Mendoza. That was the turning point for me. Or the, not turning point, but the pushing me over the edge back in point. That's sixth inning last night, right? With Severino, he was in a little bit of trouble there. The, what was it, 15-pitch at bat or whatever it was with Bellinger.
Yeah, it was a battle.
Battling. Not only Severino getting the job done, but Mendy coming out to talk to him, managing with his gut, listening to his player, sticking with him, and getting through it. That, to me, I know it may seem small.
I don't think it seems small.
Yeah, it's rare in today's game, and it gets overlooked, but that's important. I love that. I love Carlos Mendoza and his combination of new school and old school. Managing with his gut, no-nonsense guy, transparent. I love to see that, BT, and he was rewarded by his players. So that pushed me all the way in last night on this Mets team.
He's off to a very impressive start. And even when the Mets were scuffling, we were still talking very highly about Mendoza.
Yeah,
we've always liked him. And I think last night you mentioned the situation with Severino, but even more in the transparency department, when he was asked post-game about Diaz, it wasn't, he didn't really protect Diaz. He was fairly blunt. He was like, well, rules are the rules. This is what it is. We've got to keep it moving. So I appreciate that. I respect that. You know, he's a steady hand. And to Sal's point, he does seem to be a really refreshing combination of data, which some every team's going to lean on, and gut, and knowing when to reach for one and maybe ignore the other. He's been very good.
He also looks in control. You know how some other guys, and I'm not going to pinpoint other names around baseball, but you've seen some other guys, whether they're relying on their bench coach or pitching coach, Mendy is in control. I'm not saying he doesn't rely on those guys.
Yeah.
But in this particular case, he's like, I'm not looking at the books. I'm not looking at the stats. I'm going out there and talking to my pitcher. I'm going to look him in the eye and talk to him. And I'm going to make the ultimate decision on that. And he's been rewarded. It's not the first time, obviously, that he's done that. But last night was just, it was a beautiful thing. Mike is calling from West Orange, New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Thanks. I just want to say I'm a very long-time Mets fan. I just want to give a very brief take on Diaz. And at first, I hope somebody from Point 72 is listening. This could only happen to the Mets. Diaz last pitched on Tuesday. I think he simply forgot what he was supposed to do. You'd never hear that from management. So I'm basically done with my comment on Diaz.
What do you
meaning
mean?
What? Like wash his hand or something? I don't understand.
No. I think he simply forgot what he was supposed to do.
Which is?
Which is the regular way that he always did it. He last pitched on Tuesday. I think he had a brain fart or something.
He said he did. Diaz said after the game he did what he always does. Well, sweat and rosin or whatever and picked up some dirt.
The spider tech, yeah.
I can't buy that. I mean, he's basically a good guy. I just think he had a brain lock. I really think that. And you'd never hear that from management. I think that's safe to say. But hopefully things will work out.
Yeah, I mean, and thanks for the call, Mike. I'm not sure what would lead you to believe that he had a brain lock or forgot what he was going to do because he hasn't pitched since Tuesday.
He's basically saying that he's out of his routine,
which I'm not buying. It's ridiculous.
I mean, it's an interesting theory, I guess. But
as a major league pitcher, you think all of a sudden, what do I do now? Oh, is that my glove? Do I put that on this hand? Or does he pull a grimace? Like, come on, what do you think? He forgot how to pitch or forgets his routine? No way. There's no way. I don't understand how this continues to happen. Eight guys have been nabbed with this stuff.
And is that the number?
Three of them have been Mets. Yeah, I saw it last night on social media. I mean, according to whoever's reporting, I saw it from, I thought, a reputable reporter. Maybe it might have even been Jeff Passan from ESPN. I don't know. It was one of those guys who were reputable. Three of the eight, might have been talking baseball, actually. Three of the eight have been Mets. Drew Smith, Scherzer, and now Diaz. So are they doing something wrong? Is it too much of a mix? Are they using some kind of bad rosin, or I'm not sure what's going on here.
I just think it's a coincidence with the three of the eight Mets. I really do. I mean, by the way, we got to get to this coming up next. Baseball's got, they've got some issues. Some they found a way to rectify in terms of pace and some other stuff. But this is just nonsense, the way that they apply this rule.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not even a baseline test.
Yeah. Touching his hand.
I mean, imagine if that's a playoff game. Seriously. Imagine if that's a playoff game.
I am imagining that now.
Or if that's September and you're playing the Nationals. Yeah, you're playing the Nationals or the Giants or the Reds or the Pirates or whomever else is going to be in your way for that wild card spot. And Diaz gets booted.
Yeah.
Which, fine. I understand there's a level of, all right, this is a little bit too much. But when you, there's no test.
Yeah, we'll get
it's so stupid.
We'll get into the way that they handle it when we come back, and we'll continue with your calls as well. 888-808-1019. We'll get into the Yankees aspect of it.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, baby.
Thanks don't look good, man.
Yeah. Well, Mets fans could not have had a better situation going into the Subway Series. Obviously they could have started better, but based on where they were.
It's two different teams right now.
Ooh,
it's two different teams right now.
The pendulum is starting to swing.
Oh, man.
Even I'm about to embrace Grimace. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. So the whole sticky stuff is a weird situation. Obviously, he was doing something wrong. How they tested, as you were saying before, BT.
Yep.
You know, is that right? Just touching the hand. Diaz was saying, I guess, smell my hand. Like, I mean, that's what he comes down to.
Uh-huh.
Here you go. I'm smell my fingers. I swear, you just tested. I mean, come on. What are we doing here? But you could see immediately when the home plate touched his hand, he was like, nope, too much there. But that's what we're going based off of. And for some reason, as I said before, the Mets have been getting nabbed with this. Something doesn't add up. Now, others in the past, I think Clark Schmidt as well, he's been able to go wash his hand. Why wouldn't they just let Diaz go wash his hand before he goes back out?
Don't know, but that's the randomness which has to drive you insane. I want to read you something real quick. According to this rule, 3.02C of Major League Baseball's regulations, players are allowed to cover. Listen to the discrepancies here. Players are allowed to cover or treat the bat with any material or substance to improve the grip as long as it's not more than 18 inches. So,
okay.
And we know that going back to George Brett, and obviously the measurement of home plate, Billy Martin, blah, blah, blah. So if you there's a defined parameter for what you can use sticky stuff-wise on a bat. And here we are in the year 2024 with everything is highly... So much of what we use is the utmost level of sophistication and provability, if you will. And we got guys out there filling each other's hands.
So how would you...
Stupid.
All right, but how would you fix it?
Because I don't know.
You obviously can't measure the amount
I'll tell you what I would do. I would find a physicist, right? I'm dead serious about this.
Yeah.
And I would find something that has X amount... I'll let the physicist come out with the weight. Right. Something that is a gram, I don't know, and whatever it is, I have no idea.
Yeah.
And I would actually attach it to the hand of the pitcher who's thought to have too much sticky stuff. And I would make them turn their hand over, given the natural weight of whatever the physicist chooses. If it falls from the hand of the pitcher, that means you're good. If it remains stuck to the pitcher's hand, that means it's too much. But at least there's a baseline, whatever the weight denomination is, at least it's uniform for Major League Baseball.
How about just making somewhat of a legal substance to the degree of, like, unless it's not being abused, you could get away with it. Like, I'm assuming that Diaz wasn't abusing this to a non, you know, like, everybody knew, oh, yeah, well, that's way too much. Like, you see, Michael Pineda, you see the pine tar on his neck or, you know, the goo that guys would use or whatever. Like, that wasn't really the case.
His hands seemed pretty guilty.
Right.
But
he said he always does the same thing. So we're not looking at his hand every other time.
No, that's true. That's true. More cameras, Sunday Night Baseball. I don't know.
Or how about this? Well, and then I was going to slow down the game. I was going to say just apply the sweat and rosin as you're in the game. Like, when you come into the game,
that's,
I don't know.
That's
don't know
not a bad rule. Because what they're doing behind closed doors, that's where you're trying to gain the advantage. Where... you do have to obviously check when a closer comes in. We know this. They check the hands. That's what happened to him. That's what always happens. But if there should be nothing. And then you should be given, I don't know, 30 seconds, whatever, before you throw your eight pitches.
Use the rosin. Use the dirt.
Do whatever you want. That's it. Yeah. But, like, it can't be. That's why I'm dead serious about this. It's so unfair and it's so random. And if this was a playoff game, and I don't blame them, Met fans would be out of their minds. Not just that, even though they won, but he's missing more playoff games.
I'm also more concerned, forget even the 10 games, which is a problem, because not only do you not have your closer, you're also a man short for the next 10 games.
Correct. Can't adjust the roster. Yep.
I'd be lying to you if I said it didn't cross my mind that this might have a long-term impact on Diaz, a guy who's been fragile, psyche, and also was he using this? He says he does it all the time.
Yep.
So this was his normal routine. If that is the case, if that is true, then what? So he's got to use less of it next time? Like, if this was his normal routine and they're going to throw him off his normal routine, you know how that's going to go.
It's going to impact him, you would imagine.
Yeah, so,
creature's a habit. It's a good question. I don't know. There's a way to check the RPMs and, you know, go from start to start. And
right.
I don't know. I don't know if they could actually do the RPM. Well, did he didn't get to throw a warm-up. Did he throw a warm-up pitch?
I don't think
he did either, right? I was going to say, I don't even know if they monitor that. But if they did, I would like to see the RPMs during his warm-up pitch and kind of contrast that to, I know we're getting in the weeds on this, we'll get back to the calls, but contrast that to what he's done in actual games, because that did seem excessive. Listen, there's no doubt he pushed the envelope. My issue is it's a guessing game. You got four umpires out there throwing darts at a board. What do you think? I don't know, Joe. What do you see? I don't know, Joe. How sticky is it? What do you think, Mike? It's such a small-time look for such a big-time operation. That's what they got to fix.
BT and Sal on the Fan. JB is in Freeport. What's up, JB?
Boys, I smell a rat.
Mm.
Just like you guys just said, Diaz isn't the first Met pitcher to get caught with the sticky stuff, and I find it interesting that Tomas Nito his old battery mate, was just DFA'd by the Mets and was picked up by the Cubs, and all of a sudden they catch Diaz. My theory is that this wasn't random. I think they knew to look for it. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah.
Well, they always look for it when a closer comes in. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they were on higher alert with Nito knowing maybe some more intricate details of his routine.
So every
but they
time,
always do that for a closer.
Every time a pitcher comes
a
in.
A closer.
Not just a reliever.
A closer, because think about it, it's incredibly punitive. Yeah. So,
well, but I mean, still, it could be a one-run game in the eighth inning. You're not checking the eighth inning.
I think they do it after at that point.
Right.
I believe so. The right. closer's right away.
It makes sense.
Makes
before
total
because
sense.
They can't do it after. Because,
yeah, retroactively, yeah. You can't say, oh, a game's over. Let me feel your hand up. You know what?
But
I don't know.
But if that is the case, they should do it for every reliever before they enter, because you could say the same thing about the eighth inning. All right, let's say a guy comes in, strikes out the side, you check, he's guilty.
Yep.
Then what? He just got three outs. And,
yeah, no,
and
I agree.
Relief.
That's fair. That I understand. I don't think
whole
that they
so
do.
Stupid.
That's what I'm saying. It's random.
Yeah. It's so stupid. They do need to figure this out. I'm all for either letting them use something that you, Major League Baseball, approves.
But they do. The spider tack that's on the mound. It's what you do before you come to the game. They have an approved league-wide substance.
But then there should be nothing on anybody's hand prior to coming into the game.
Correct.
And
unless you're using a little bit in the bullpen, which I'm sure it's in the bullpen as well, but then
yeah, but
that's
now,
where we get into that nebulous.
Into...
Yeah, what's too much? Nobody knows.
Yeah.
I mean, you could take the commissioner. Honestly, imagine if the commissioner was doing a press conference right now, Commissioner Manfred. So, can you explain in detail what the difference is between an acceptable level of stickiness versus something that is deemed not quite as excessive? And you would listen to something, and he's got a legal background. I don't know if he's a great commissioner, but he's not a dumb person. You would hear nothing concrete. You really would. You would basically hear that it's subjective. That's unacceptable.
What if they had something like a little weight that they can apply?
That's what I just said.
No. You were saying, I thought you were saying weighing the hand.
No, you would attach something. That's why I said the physicist.
I see what you're saying.
Come up, like, attach a weight to a little piece of paper or whatever.
But you stick it to the hand.
To the hand and turn the hand upside down. If it drops off, it's too heavy.
Right.
But at least we can sit there and say,
all right,
this was, I don't know, 1.7, whatever the smallest amount of weight is. I don't even know what it is right now. I don't know. What is it? Grams? I don't know.
Right. I didn't understand what you were saying at first. I thought you were saying, like, weigh the hand.
No.
But yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
because a ball is not going to stick, generally,
correct.
Right?
If that little metal ball or whatever apparatus some physicist
falls
designs,
off.
If it falls off, then, you know, it's fine. If it sticks, okay, that's an unacceptable level.
I mean, we're getting crazy
we're
with
getting
it, but
stupid.
I understand.
But at
why
least
you
we're
came
coming with
that.
Solutions, yeah. More so than these dopes with Major League Baseball.
Joe is in Brooklyn. What's up, Joe?
Gentlemen, once again, always a pleasure. My two favorite guys on the radio. One comment, and then I got two quick questions. BT, you're so right. I didn't think about how many of the 10 games is he actually going to show up in, number one. Number two, I like the handleizer idea about some sort of mechanism to, you know, like what if these umpires have a hand fetish? You don't know what their deal is with sticky hands. You don't know. You don't know. A handleizer idea. Two quick questions. Is it true, number one, that they can give the option to the player to wash their hand off at their discretion, one? And number two, Sal, if you had to choose between one to keep, Grimace or the Wave? Guys, keep it up. I'll listen to your comments.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Joe.
There's Grimace.
Let's start with the other questions that he asked there first. I don't know what the rule is on that, but why would Clark Schmidt, for example, be able to wash his hands off before he went out there and Diaz is not?
I don't know. I honestly don't know the answer to that.
Or how about this? We talk about getting a weight and how they're going to do it. Why not just say, go wash your hands? Like, can we just simplify and say, hey, this is too much? Go take it off, and you could reapply some of this rosin and dirt and sweat right in front of us.
Yeah.
Like, why can't you do that?
It's a starting point. Not bad. No, it's not bad.
I mean, I know it's taking extra time, but if it's too much and it's like by a, hey, you know what? I felt your hand. It's a little too sticky. Just go clean it up for us and then come back. And like,
oh, God, this is just.
I know. I'm just saying.
What are we talking about here? This is why Major League Baseball confounds me sometimes still. Still.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know what the
what
right way
the
is.
What about the Grimace and the Wave thing? I'd like to hear your answer on that.
So I could only keep one?
Mm-hmm.
Or, I could only get rid of one.
I'd get rid of one.
Because I'd like to get rid of both.
Yeah, the Wave is weak.
I hate the Wave. Does the Wave have to be at my stadium?
I'm going to guess the Wave at Citi Field. Yeah, I don't think it would bother you if it's out in Seattle.
I'd still probably keep the Wave.
You keep the wave?
Yeah, I think I'd keep the wave.
You're all out on Grimace?
You know what? The wave could be all effective out in a game where, you know, let's say you're getting blown out.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, Shea Stadium back in the day. Not that I've been to plenty of those games, but, you know, and it could be an entertaining thing. Grimace.
Kids like it. Kids do like the wave, but kids like Grimace.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
Where's
still...
Grimace today? It didn't...
What? It wasn't here. It must have fell down, I think.
This guy.
Evan came in with a... Can he get a real Grimace suit?
I mean, listen.
Good God.
At least he's leaning into it, but he got the cheapest Grimace outfit you could possibly get.
Some kind of knockoff Grimace.
It's awful.
He didn't even play the part right. He's running around here like a lunatic the other day. And then
jumping on Tiki?
He decided to hang it up next to the A-Rod banner in our studio, which I don't know how long that thing's going to last for either.
And tell everybody what you did with the Grimace outfit.
I saw it was like hanging down. You know, like sometimes if a fry is like hanging over the edge of a tray or a cup, whatever, you feel like you grab that one.
Uh-huh.
It was like hanging down. I helped Grimace out and I pulled him down.
And then you pulled him down and then you rolled him into a ball. And you threw him on the floor.
I don't want to look at that. I don't want to look at that all day. Come on now. They can put it back up if they like.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of it either in the studio that we share.
All right.
But I didn't take it down. I was going to be a good teammate. You took it upon yourself to rip it down.
Well, I did say on Friday, I tweeted Evan on Friday, if that survives the weekend, I'm taking it down on Monday.
Oh, is that what you said?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything.
I mean, you guys can't even unite. Mets fans can't even unite on something that is, you know, symbolically behind this renaissance. You guys are out of your minds.
One more before we take a break here. Rich is on Long Island. What's up, Rich?
Hey, Rich.
Hey, guys. My first time calling in, so I love your show. Anyway,
thanks,
I just wanted to point out that to me, this rule is so arbitrary with the rosin because, you know, one night could be a hot, humid, sticky night, and one night could be a cool, you know, night, and it would feel differently, but yet you use the same amount of rosin. So it seems like they got to do something about just how arbitrary it seems.
That's the point. Thanks for the call there, buddy. All right, so I don't know. This is a ridiculous reach here, but I just want to prove how dumb this is. So if anybody's ever dipped chewing tobacco,
I have not, but I'm familiar with it. Yeah.
Certain types of dips are sticky, especially like Hawken, which I hated. But some of the other, they got a little stick to it, all right?
Okay.
And what if the umpire just threw a lippy in, and sounds outlandish, but, and then you played, you know what that feels like, right? And as he's going to feel Diaz or whomever's hand, he's got some lingering stick on his hand from the dip that he just put in his lip. I mean, how do you differentiate between who's bringing them more stick or more stick?
I don't know.
You don't, and I know it's a ridiculous example that will probably never apply, but they've got to clean this up. We could sit here and rant and rave and complain in June. This is an October situation. I mean, it's the end of the world for baseball.
Yeah, I mean, or you could just outlaw all the sticky stuff.
You could. That's dangerous, though.
Well, then you could have a pitcher. You have a rosin bag that he could only use on the mound.
Yep.
He could use dirt, sweat, and if he needs to, he could give it a little, you know, Hawktua on his hand.
Hawktua. Oh, man.
What the hell is this world coming to?
I have no idea, but this is hysterical.
BT,
you got a little Iron Sheik, too. Hawktua. If the Sheik was still with us, they could have done a podcast together. The Hawktua pod.
Oh, my God. BT, on the Fan.
Manning takes the knee of the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Be the first caller to correctly identify yesterday's turning point of the game at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. You'll receive two pairs of tickets to a Yankee 2024 regular season game. It's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball. The Fan. We'll get into the Yankees coming up in a little bit. One quick thing here, BT, before we get back to the call. So Joe DiMeo, who's a friend of the show, listening, he's texting me some stuff. We mentioned Clark Schmidt was told he could wash his hands because it was too sticky. Same thing happened with Domingo Germán as well, which I did not realize. Stopped twice with lengthy examinations and, you know, hand, glove, obviously, all that stuff. And the umpire told him, wash your hands before allowing him to pitch again. So then why wouldn't that be the procedure for everybody? Well, so now that's discretion as well? It's not just the amount of sticky stuff or how sticky your hand could be with an umpire's touch, who touches differently than the other guy. Now it's also some can say, oh, go wash your hands, and others could say you're out? Like, what are we doing?
It's amateur hour here. The only thing that I could think of, Sal, is that somebody like Diaz last night was so egregiously sticky that they're like, we're not even giving you a chance to wash it. But even that fundamentally is wrong, because the varying degrees of stickiness, whether it's Germán or Schmidt or Scherzer or others, it's just, again, you throw in darts. And it's the consumer needs to understand. This is a bigger issue thing, but like, there's the 10 games Diaz will miss and what that impacts for the Mets, et cetera, moving forward. But then there's also, like, if it's not fully authentic and rules and parameters aren't clearly defined, you're going to lose consumer belief. And that's a bigger issue for them to figure out.
You think Diaz was lying, or you think the ump was lying? Somebody was lying,
right? I think he pushed it last night. I do. But I'm also going to have his back, like, it's still random and unfair. Yeah, no, I think he pushed it. Yeah.
I mean, he seems like such a nice guy by all accounts. He's one of the nicest guys in that clubhouse.
It means nothing to me. Who the hell knows? I'm not saying he's not a nice guy. Who
I don't
the
know.
Heck
I'm just,
knows?
I'm just trying to paint the full picture here.
Nice guys cheat, too.
Yeah, I get it. I'm not even saying it's a big deal, but, I mean, you're going to lie flat out to the media like that? Like, maybe just say, oh, maybe I got a little more in there than usual. He said I use the same exact stuff as I do all the time. Well, that can't be the case unless he's been cheating then all the time.
Well, it could be the case, but again, umpires, different umpiring crews, when they examine him to come out when he pitches the ninth inning, but they felt like it was different.
To your point, now we're not getting a good look at his hand, although from now on.
Yeah, last night we got a good look.
Yeah, right. And I'm saying, I guarantee you now moving forward, the SNY camera is probably going to zoom in on his hand.
I think maybe national cameras. I don't think SNY is going to be doing that. Why would you? To me, that's impugning the integrity of your guy.
No,
I think you ignored it if you're SNY.
It's a big part of the story. I don't know. I'm just assuming.
I hear you, but if I'm the producer and I work like for the Mets and the director and all that stuff. And
you're saying stay away from
it? Yeah, it's one thing if it's a Fox game of the week or a Sunday Night Baseball or MLB Network, whatever, Apple. No, but if it's SNY, I'm not putting a camera on his hand.
I think they will.
No way.
Well, I'm not talking. I'm talking moving forward.
I wouldn't. If I'm the Mets, I wouldn't. I would have like some sort of edict here. Yeah, I really would.
I mean, I don't know, but I would think that they're going to, because it's part of the story and getting a look at it. And now if it's...
Did they do that with Scherzer? I don't think so. I don't think that they did.
After the fact.
I don't think they did.
Maybe not.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't remember at the time. But I would assume, though, there are going to be cameras and people now, you know, once you get nabbed like and people are going to be on high alert. Because I just want to see... I'd love to go back and see a picture of his hand, you know, last week, whenever he was in the game.
That would be interesting
to me. In comparison to
last night. Yeah, I agree with that.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Mike is calling from the Heineken truck. What's up, Mike?
Oh. Hey, what's up, boys? How you guys doing?
How are you?
Hey, Mike.
It's good, good. With the sticky stuff, I don't understand why Major League Baseball doesn't put an official or an umpire in the bullpen. And they go, this is what you could use. And that's it. And they watch what they put on, and that's it. Then they go out, there's a rosin bag, and it's over.
Well, Mike, I'm going to tell you why, Mike. First of all, it's a pretty good idea, right? But number one, that's an extra expense that Major League Baseball is going to incur. All right, so you're going to pay an umpire to sit out there to watch, number one. And number two, I mean, these aren't bullpens from like the 1940s and 50s where they were on the field and it was full visibility. I mean, what's going to prevent somebody from keeping something in his back pocket, going to the bathroom? Umpire's going to come and watch him, you know, go to the bathroom like it's a drug test. There's always ways to, and not a bad idea, just not practical.
I'm fine with the inspections.
Yeah, no, me too.
You know, in between, you don't even notice it really anymore.
Yeah, I hear you.
In the beginning, it was awkward and guys are getting frustrated, but now you don't even really notice it.
Remember Scherzer with his belt?
Yeah, right. He's like, here, so anything else you want to see?
Yeah.
Unbuckling the whole thing. Yeah, I could see the frustration from pitchers part of it, but it's become, you know, part of the game, and generally there's no issues. I don't know. I don't have the answer, but you know what? It's not my job to have the answer.
Bingo.
I do my job. Can they do theirs? They got to figure this out. It can't just be a random, well, yeah, we get these three guys. They can wash their hands before they throw a pitch, but these guys aren't. Like, keep it universal. It's got to be uniform. I'd be fine with, okay, we deem your hand to be too sticky. You have to go wash it off before you pitch.
Yes.
Well, it's as simple as that. Rod is in Clinton. What's up, Rod?
Hey, how you doing, Sal? First-time caller, long-time Met fan. Listen, I don't understand. Where's the responsibility for the bullpen coach? Scherzer last year, Smith last year, and now Diaz last night. Why is loading up with this stuff? Who's keeping an eye on these pitchers?
Yeah,
I mean, they're grown men. Sticky police.
Yeah, I don't know. On. I don't know if the bullpen coach is going to get involved in something like that.
No, nor should he. His job is to see what kind of stuff the guy's going to bring to the field when he's done warming up.
Well, I mean, let me ask you. It's not an awful thought because clearly these type of things, not that this is going to, at least we hope, it's not going to derail the Mets season again, but it's kind of a, not a slap on the wrist either. You know, 10 games is 10 games and you're playing short-handed.
Yeah, it's fairly punitive. That 10 games is, I got it.
But So if I'm Mendy or Hefner or the bullpen, or Mendy really telling his coaches, guys, we can't have that happen again.
Mm-hmm.
What if it happened in a bigger spot? What if we ended up blowing that game? So we can't have that happen again. How are we going to police this? Is it something that his coaches then tell the players? Is it something he goes directly to Diaz or other pitchers? Do they have a meeting about it? Like, it's got to be discussed to a point where he can't have guys using too much of it. So it may not be the bullpen coach, but somebody better be telling them that they can't have this happen.
Yeah, and I would think that Mendy's got to put his foot down here. I'm certainly not, you know, blaming him at all, but what happened last night. But, you know, if, say, Drew Smith got pinched again tomorrow,
yeah,
then the Mets are down two players for a week and a half.
Right.
You think about it. So what he should do is just address the entire pitching staff and say, listen, guys, I get it. Ball's slippery, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's doing it. We just can't have it. You know, we've got to be responsible. And you just drop the hammer a little bit.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think I like baseball better before these.
Me too.
You know what I mean?
Like, you're talking about, like, when the guys did anything they wanted.
You can't just let them do what they want.
I know. Phil Negro.
Yeah, right.
Who else
was take a little sandpaper to it.
Gaylord Perry.
Yeah. Vaseline.
Yeah, some other stuff, too. They had some crazy stuff. Yeah. KY jelly. They used it all. Vagisil. Yeah. Seriously.
No, I know.
They did. That's what they used.
I mean,
it's gross, but
I was just gonna say, it sounds disgusting.
It is.
Steve is calling from Denville, New Jersey. Hi, Steve.
Hey, hi. How you doing, guys? You know, I work in the medical device industry, and they do have a test for that. First of all, you want a mechanical engineer, not a physicist.
Okay.
Well, it sounded smart, but yeah.
It's a seal test.
Same thing.
What they do is they attach a pad onto each side, and they pull. And it has to have a specification, like 1 to 2 pounds before the seal will break.
Yeah.
Very simple to convert that. It's a disposable pad. You put it on, and it's almost like a fish scale weight. You know what I mean?
Yes.
When you weigh
exactly.
a fish after you catch it.
I love fishing.
Yeah, exactly. So you have a disposable pad. And my theory, I think the reason they don't want to do that.
Get the gaff. Scherzer's coming in. Go ahead. I'm just kidding.
First of all, they don't want to do it because of the time it takes. You could have this device. Very simple device in the dugout. The manager can challenge it and bring the device out or bring the umpire into the dugout and check. It's very simple.
I mean, think about what we're talking about. Yeah, it sounds simple. And thanks for the call, Steve. Think about what we're talking about here. I mean, this is, how about just go wash your hands? Save the money on the device. Save the time. Have the grounds crew wheel out a hose and wash his hands on the spot if you want. Like, I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
Mechanical engineer is what he said, rather right. than a physicist. That's what he said, too.
Think about this.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, but they it is hard. You know, they're trying to, they're making it hard by trying to do the right thing, which I think we appreciate.
Yeah.
Because it could be dangerous. That ball's slick. That flies out. Now, you lose it. But by trying to do the right thing, they're complicating it.
Now, wasn't there an issue? I just hit my memory here.
Mm.
When Scherzer got it, didn't they tell him to go wash his hands pregame?
I feel like he was given. Yes.
And he did, and it made it worse.
Yes. I feel like that was the storyline. Yeah.
So maybe there's something to that. If you can wash your hands and it comes off, you're good.
Yeah.
But if it makes it worse, or Scherzer said, oh, they told me to wash my hands, so I did, and it got clumpier.
Listen, I know, you know, I haven't, up until last year or so, I hadn't been around Pine Tar myself in a long time.
Right.
Now, you know, Dick sells it, and, you know, you put it a little spot.
Kids
on.
Use it?
Just for a little, yeah, just, like not on the barrel.
Did you use that when you were playing?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I did.
Like at high school or college?
Yeah, not in high school. I used it in college.
But I mean, that was never a thing in Little League or...
Oh, God, I used to love... I mean, I probably did it more for show. Yeah, like, right. I got the rig. I got it on top of the helmet. You know. Whatever. It didn't help me. It probably made me worse. Yeah. But I haven't been around it in a while. But I do notice that, you know, sometimes if I help my son put it on the handle there, just on the handle, that when I try to get it off... The water, now that I'm thinking about it, it actually does make it a little stickier and more tackified to the, as I try to get it off.
Right. Well, if Clark Schmidt and Domingo Germán can wash their hands and get it off, then why can't others? The whole thing is just, Billy is in Whitestone. What's up, Billy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I got the perfect solution. I'm a plumber, okay? I'll install a hand sink in every dugout. Right before the guy comes out, have him wash his hands, then get on the mound. With the time clock, with the pitching clock, I mean, you know, they save so much time in the MLB. It's going to take them a minute.
Yeah.
Who cares? Let everybody watch their hands.
Bill, what are you going to charge him?
Yeah.
How much?
Yeah.
Need new pipes, too.
Huh?
What are you charging them, Bill?
Ah, don't worry about it. I'll do it for free.
Why? Why would you do it for free? They got more money than God.
30 states.
Advertisement. Advertisement.
There you go. Bill, look
That's
at Bill.
True.
Man
That's
of the
true.
People. Smart. Smart.
This is Cold of the Sink, brought to you by Billy's Plumbing.
Thinking big picture. You know, I'm sure, Bill,
Thanks,
they
Bill.
Have it, and thank you for the call. I'm sure they have sinks. You
know, they do. No,
yeah,
they
we've been down in there
do.
And
of
seen some of that stuff.
Do.
So that's not the issue. The issue is allowing them or choosing who you're going to allow to go wash their hands or who you're just going to throw out of the game. And then if you are using a certain substance that gets worse with water, well, then you'd be ejected. See, to me, that would maybe be the best rule. All right, you come in with something we deem a little too sticky, go wash your hands. If you come back and it's worse, now you're suspended for whatever game you want to throw out there because then you would be using something illegal, assuming that the legal stuff is not going to get worse. Well, Scherzer swore it was just sweat and rosin. Diaz saying the same thing.
Let me ask you, are you a sweater? Do you sweat?
No.
Like when you went, not only normal, but
no, even
like
if I work out, generally, no.
Okay.
Especially if I'm in, like, you know, my normal physical condition.
I definitely sweat.
You're a sweater.
I am. Oh, when I'm doing something. Yeah. I played golf yesterday, and I was hot as hell. I was dripping, right? So I can see, and especially since you and I don't have hair.
Right, doesn't
just
get it.
Just drips down. Like, you know, I'm not incredibly hairy, but, like, I sweat from my I sweat when I'm doing something. So I understand. It seems like, well, you know, it seems far-fetched. It seems like an excuse. Well, this guy sweats a lot, and it becomes more tackified. There's something to it, but listen, we can't do this for 4 hours. All I got to say is I got to fix this because the randomness, the level of random applying to this is just unacceptable for a multi-billion-dollar entity. It's unacceptable.
You know what else needs to be fixed?
Oh, here we go. Tee it up.
Your Yankees.
Yeah.
Trouble in the Bronx. Just as they get set to head to Citi Field.
Well, thankfully, we've got the perfect remedy coming in. Or actually, we're going to the team for the perfect remedy. You know, hey, I said this, we'll get to this coming up. Two teams going in different directions. Yankees have a lot of issues. A lot.
We'll discuss them.
We have to.
When we come back.
Big issues, Sal.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019.